You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Traders pretty much discounted yesterday evening's frost and freeze in the Dakotas and northern Wisconsin and also northern Minnesota. Will they be discounting it again tomorrow morning?
Well, that's a good question. Probably not. I think that it's going to be another situation where it's going to be a close call, and if there are some areas that have some damage, it won't be widespread.
So pretty much they'll say, let's take the market down again.
There you go.
So, all right, so we take care of the frost, get that out of the way. Let's look at planting window. Window's getting open again, yes?
Yeah, it does. In fact, what I see coming over the next couple of weeks is I like to call this the Goldilocks pattern. It's kind of just right. We're going to see it not warm up dramatically, but warm up enough to help things dry out in between weather systems. And the weather systems that are going to come through will move quickly enough to not linger, but they're also going to bring beneficial precipitation. Once again, it's going to be the western, northwest, and southwest areas of the Corn Belt that have the best chances for heaviest precipitation. But some of the eastern areas of the Corn Belt, which have been a little drier, they're going to have some good chances for precipitation as well. So really, it's a pretty decent-looking stretch of weather coming, just about what you want.
Any threat for widespread flooding?
Well, right now I would say no. Now, if we're going to go down into the southern plains where the rain just keeps hitting Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, mm-hmm. and there's more coming into those areas, that would be one part of the country where flooding would be a concern.
Turn your attention to El Nino and put your money on the table. We're going to have El Nino effect for the balance of the summer or not?
We will. It is looking more and more likely that this is going to be a moderate to strong El Nino ramping up through the summer and probably petering out by December or January. I don't think it's going to reach the super El Nino status that some folks are maybe talking about, but I do think it's going to impact the weather late summer and fall across especially the southern tier of the country. It could be great news for California and some areas of the dry Southwest.
Will it impact harvest?
Well, I would say no. What I see coming throughout all the way to the end of the harvest season is a pretty good pattern. If there's going to be increased chances for harvest delays, it'll be in the southern parts of the Corn Belt, the southern plains, the southeast United States. It tends to get more wet in an El Nino.
Thank you much, Don. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's closing market report. Remember, you can tune in on Fridays at this time to Commodity Week, our weekly look at the fundamentals and technicals of the marketplace. And if you miss it, you can also go to the web at WILLAG.org, where we put all of our audio every day of all of our analysts. Go there, and you can learn a few things. This is Dave Dickey.